I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. There's a cultural revolution on, and its name is the Islamic State. The things they're doing mirror similar events in Russia, China, and Iran. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says they're completely changing the culture and society. Pray fervently. Refugees might be facing a permanent displacement.
The other thing I would encourage people to pray for is for the Lord to move supernaturally in these areas where all the Christians have been kicked out, where any Christians who are there are keeping very low underground profile. God is moving in the Muslim world through supernatural means, through dreams, through visions.
Next, have you recently made a change in your life that's turned into a huge blessing? Paradise Bound Ministries can relate. In Guatemala, they're implementing an aviation ministry. When traveling by car, Paradise Bound will reach 3 villages with the gospel at the most over 3 days. Dan Smith of Paradise Bound says,
if we were to fly to those same 3 villages, we could do all 3 villages in the same day, going from one village to another village to another village, and still be back home in time for supper, and we will have presented the gospel to hundreds more people than what we would have over the course of 3 days.
And remember the spring's flooding in Pakistan? We've got an update for you. AMG International says their team's continuing to help with food and legal needs. So far, 70 food packs have been given to 70 families. The AMG team has also been able to share the gospel, giving families hope through these difficult times. Pray AMG can continue ministering and providing for families affected by the flooding. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. This month, Mission Network News is offering the free book, Finishing the Task by Christian Aid Mission. It features stories of Native missionaries making an impact for Christ in their own country. Get your free copy, 1-800-995-4828, or click on the link, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Gilbert.